It's 9 in the morning, which means any second now, you'll walk in through those doors. I noticed you the first time you set foot in this cafe, about a year ago. I knew you must have been new in town because I'd never seen you around before. You stepped up to the counter, and I said my normal, "Hi, what can I get you?" "I'd like a Panama Esmeralda Geisha pour over, please," you said. Now, even at this admittedly eclectic coffee shop, frequented by coffee snobs and connoisseurs alike, this was an unusual enough order that it jolted me out of my regular spiel, my regular routine. I took a second look at you over on the other side of the counter, all breezy nonchalance, in your regular jeans and your regular hoodie, acting like you regularly ordered one of the most sought-after coffees in the world, and I knew right then that there was nothing regular about you. And now, you come in here every day at 9 a.m. sharp with your big, big eyes and your wide, wide smile, too wide for someone supposedly yet uncaffeinated, and it is the highlight of my mornings. Of my whole working day, really. Once, staring up at our menu board, trying to decide what to order, you casually asked me what my favorite coffee was. I got flustered and failed to answer before you decided on an order, but I'll tell you now what it is. I love cold brew. I love the process. How, even without the expressive heat of boiling water, you can still come up with a clean and smooth brew that brings out the flavors without too much acidity or bitterness. With some time and effort, you end up with a truly remarkable cup. It takes me 16 hours to do a cold brew at home, did you know that? To make my cold brew concentrate for the week, first I get out the beans. Lately, I've been using Philippine beans for this. I have Barako beans from the Batangas area for a nice, strong flavor. Sometimes I use beans from Mount Matutum if I want a more chocolatey note. I grind the beans to a coarse grind. 25 clicks on my timer does the trick. When I open up the grinder's canister, the smell of freshly ground beans wafts out, and I inhale deeply, instantly transported into a state of bliss. I shiver in excitement as the Barako's aroma brings to mind endless possibilities unfolding before me, a myriad of ways my day can unfold fantastically. I scoop 150 grams of the ground beans into my Bodum French press and fill it up with 750 mils of filtered cold water and leave it to steep on my countertop. Thus begins my hours-long wait. It is very tempting to check on it every now and then, see how it's coming along, but I refrain from doing that. It's fine, I tell myself. Trust the process. It will be worth it. It takes hours and hours to extract all those delicious flavors from these tiny, unassuming beans. But when those hours are up, I gently, oh so gently, pour it through a mesh filter on my V60 cone dripper to filter out the finer sediment. In today's hectic, fast-paced days, it's easy to get lost in the hustle and bustle. Doing cold brew helps me slow down and enjoy the finer details. At the end of it, you have a delicious concentrated brew that you can enjoy for several days after. It's the same with us. I know, for now, you only see me as your barista, who reliably feeds your caffeine addiction day by day. But just like when I prepare my cold brew, I can be patient. I can bide my time. I can trust the process. But what is the process? You noticing me a little more each day? Drawing out those few lines of comments on the coffee and the weather to something more personal, important, emotional? Or me building up my confidence until I dare to meet your eyes those 2 extra seconds? Those 2 extra seconds that will tell you that there is something bubbling behind my eyes. A cold brew of feelings that wants to, no, needs to include you into my world. Not just as a customer, someone who passes me by for but a brief moment each morning, but someone who will be there at the end of my shift, sharing, caring. Because this must mean something. The fact that I think about you every day, that my brain is imagining these things, so much I would want to do with you, explore with you, explore within you. When I first saw you, something started brewing in me. Just like when I first took a sip of a delightful cold brew, I didn't know at the time that it would open up a whole new world to me. You could open your world to me, and I would open my world to you, darling. I love that word, darling. And I would love to go places with you. I'd love to bring you around the world through your coffee cup. Open your eyes to a heretofore unknown world with beans from Ethiopia, Nicaragua, Cambodia, all teasing your senses with their varying aromas, all beautiful, all worthy of love. We would go together, tracing the path of the beans all over the globe, starting in their ancestral home of Ethiopia, following their aroma to Cambodia, then over to the Philippines, crossing the Pacific, and then taking smaller steps through Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and ending right here. I would love to say their names with you, pronouncing each bean slowly as you inhale their scent. Hawaii, Kona. Jamaica, Blue Mountain. Tanzania, Peaberry. Ethiopia, Yirgacheffe. We would discover all that, and by experiencing those tastes, you would understand who I am, how my process works. Slowly. I am slow brew. I need time, because I know the end result is worth it. You're worth it. We are worth it.